What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 15th of April. Welcome if you've not been here before. It's a podcast, it's a video, and there's lots of little videos. You'll find them if you look, or if you don't look, you'll never find them, and you're going to miss out on all that heavenly glory, as Bruce Lee once said. I don't think he was referring to anything quite as shit as this podcast, though, but all roads lead to greater things. So if you stick around, I might actually get better at this one day. Anyway, I'm going to lead with the best thing of the day has got to be the World War II veteran that's doing the charity walk around his garden. He's like fucking... and if you're not from England, there's an English World War II veteran. He's got all the medals on. He dresses in his jacket with all the medals. And he's gone for a walk around. He's 99 and he's gone for a walk around his garden for his a week before his 100th birthday, I think it is. But he set out to raise £1,000 for the staff of the NHS, or for the NHS. And he's raised over £7.5 million so far. And he's fucking, I don't know how far he's through it, but the money just pouring in. You can't believe it. I tell you what, someone's going to give him a fucking heart attack at this rate, because he's not going to stop. He just keeps going around and around the garden. I think he's going to add some extra laps on, because he said whilst the money's coming in, he's going to keep going. So good on him. That's fucking, you know, who'd have thought £1,000 he wanted, £6.5 million. All that good he's going to do with that at his stage in life. He's just like, that's like fucking, you know, if he did go out after that, he would just say that was fucking, you know, well fucking worth it. Like, that's one of the best things that I've heard all fucking year. Well, definitely throughout this fucking coronavirus anyway. Give it all to the nurses. Pay rises. He'll fucking love that. Anyway, if you want to donate, you'll find him as well. Look out for him, because you can't miss him. He's everywhere around his garden, but he's everywhere in the news as well. But he's got a walker and everything. You know, it's not easy what he's doing. And I tell you what. And there's another guy here who's raising money, and he's done it. He's climbed Everest up and down his own stairs. That's got to bore the shit out of him, because that's got to, how many fucking 6,506 times up and down the stairs. I think I do that half the time, looking for my fucking keys and stuff. When I in and out the door, up and down the stairs, in that room, out that room, I'll go out and forget what I came in for, and then I'll have to come back again. I've got one of those brains. But this guy's been up and down doing the Himalayas, up and down his stairwell. Fucking great. I tell you what, we never, ever, ever have to leave the house again. We can do it all indoors. You can do, I don't know how they're going to, I mean, marriage is all but over now. There's somewhere here, somebody said marriage is way off the agenda. People just don't want to get married anymore, because I think people are becoming cynics. And they're just saying, hang on, if I get married and then we get divorced 2 years down the line, that's going to cost a fucking fortune. And people are being put off by stuff like that. You know, it's going to be that much trouble. Everyone's like seeing, even though you're in love and everything's fucking the bollocks, and you can't see past the big love heart. Everyone's like thinking, hang on, I mean, if this really did start to derail, the shit's going to hit the fan. It's going to cost me, and I'm never going to... Especially the second marriages. They're all but fucking done, surely. Only a lunatic would go and get married on a second time. Without a prenuptial, anyway. Unless you're skint and you're doing it on the other way. You know what I mean? Has equal rights reached the level now where we can have half of a rich woman's money yet, or what? Or does it only go one way? Imagine that. You marry a rich woman, and she still has half of your shit, even though you got nothing. That's the way it normally goes, isn't it? But hey, you know, some women are just business women. That's what it's about. And their business is being beautiful and fucking gift of the gab. You know, at the gym every day or whatever. And they just like flash their eyelids at the first rich plonker that they come across. And he's like, he's all in. It's chips like that on the poker table, all in. And she's like that, fuck me. Ka-ching. This is only the business women. I'm not saying all women. Of course I'm not. That's ridiculous. I'm just saying that it happens. Also, there's men that go, and like I said the other day, a con man who fucking fleeced I don't know if he fleeced the woman, but he gave her a right load of bullshit about his side of the story, saying he was fucking millionaire man and everything. I think he just lumbered her with a baby, but that's bad enough. So there's bad eggs on either side. So anyway, best thing is, even if you're rich, just make sure nobody knows it. Just tell them that you've got to roll around with fucking holes in your jumper and all that kind of stuff. You know, dine at the fish and chip shop. Just like, you know. Stay humble, basically. I tell you what, this one is. And speaking of that guy doing that the old what's his name? I gotta name him. I've got to put his name. Oh bollocks! I'll name him tomorrow. I've lost a piece of paper. Anyway, you got the old guy doing that, raising money for the NHS. Arsenal. I mean, this goes. I don't know about any other teams doing this, but Arsenal stars, they call them, but Arsenal players, have all refused to take a 12.5% pay cut over 12 months due to the current situation, because they're a rich club, but they're not making any money, are they? And everything's on hold, and fucking they're losing money. So that's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? They won't take a 12.5% pay rise. That's embarrassing. I'm not even saying I'm not digging out fucking footballers on your own, but every single person in the country is fucking losing money at the minute. So. And other people are having to lose money by losing their job, but surely the playing staff are losing money, and that's why they're asking people to do it, because otherwise other people have to lose their jobs. But then you got people like, there was one footballer, I forget his name as well, but there's one footballer, and he's only on £850 a week. He's given 30% of his, so fucking tell you, kudos, I told you, be the first. Get your name out there and fucking say, I'll do it, and I'll give 30% of £850 a week, and he's fucking giving it up for the NHS. Nobody should fund the NHS, the government should, but fuck it, if they're struggling, and this time, at the moment, they're short of money, aren't they? So that guy's come out and give, oh, I wish I knew his name now, because that's a shame, even though fucking nobody listens to my podcast anyway. They might do in the future, 50 years' time, someone's going to find this and think, that guy, what a fucking star. And they're calling these stars, and they won't take 12.5% pay cut. Fuck you. That's ridiculous. The whole of New Zealand, all the Prime Minister and all that, and they're doing it as well. Be the leader. All the politicians and the Prime Minister, all of them have said we'll take a pay cut at the moment because things are tight. So you got to look at yourself if you won't do that when you're earning like multi-millions. If you're on like £200 a fucking week and you're brassic, yeah, that's all right, but... Imagine if the club goes bust and then you lose your job, and then you're out of fucking 12, you're out of 99% of your money because you're on the dole for the 1%. Anyway, the ball's in your court, literally. Thirsty MPs get through nearly 1 million in booze and snacks in just 6 months in subsidised Westminster bars. So this is the English MPs. Thirsty MPs get through 1 million in booze and snacks in subsidised bars. So their bars, in like where anybody else would walk into, would be fucking cost a fortune. For them, even though they're rich and minted anyway, they're getting them at Weatherspoon's prices. They're getting them all fucking, you know, on the cheap. They do, don't they? I heard a fucking once, so I spoke to a barman once, and he was working in a fucking bar when they did one of the party conferences. He said they was all ordering crystal champagne on the fucking, on their expense accounts, crystal champagne, £600 a bottle, expense accounts they were doing. Not just the pint. Fucking, you know what I mean? Racking it up, free, you know. As anybody would do if they had access to a free... if I had access to a free credit card, I'd be fucking spending left, right and centre. I'd be like, the drinks are on me. Well, they're not drinks are on me, the drinks are on the bus. But I'd have a fucking proper bus who's an idiot and an arsehole first. Not like the... taxpayers. A nurse was stunned. A nurse. This is for, again. I'm talking up all the good. See, this is one where there's a few like shining lights. Another guy has paid a nurse's £50 bill at the supermarket. You know, and she fucking was chuffed to bits because skint nurse, isn't it? And he paid £50. She said, "I'll pay that for you," because they're the new. You know, the new stars, aren't they, at the moment? Because you're paying something forward. That's karma. Karma doesn't forget. And you've done a good deed there. So, there you go. If you see a nurse out and about, give them a clap anyway at the very least, or give them a smile, you know, cheers them up, doesn't it? A clap in tomorrow, don't they? But yeah, it's a thankless half the time. They go on what they've got, their moments in the sun, even though it's under fucking dark days. They're getting to at least fucking counterbalance the worst with fucking some goodness. And like I say, it's bringing out the good people in society with that old guy getting up and doing that. And there's loads more. I mean, fucking hell, I can't talk about all charity fundraisers, but there's some funny ones I've seen, some really good ones. A guy was walking to Kilimanjaro on his balcony the other day, I think it was. He was like back and forth on his, like, everybody else must have just thought, that guy's fucking nuts, what's he doing? He's obviously on a trip or something, he's fucking off his nuts. He's just walking back and forth on like a 3-foot balcony. You know, imagine like now everybody's counting on that people are doing odd stuff. But like, if you just saw somebody doing that, you just think, fucking, should I call the straitjackets or what? He might jump in a minute or fall off. Prince Harry slammed last night after friends said he was finding his new Hollywood life challenging. Come on. Fucking hell, after all that, you've just give it all up. And you've gone and like, that's because you're Prince Harry in Hollywood. That's the problem, you see. You're not just gone over there and you can be an actor and be like one of the lads and whatever. You're always Prince Harry, unfortunately. So you're over there and you don't fit in because you're not an actor. That's like being a million, imagine like being a lottery winner and then going and hanging around in the Millionaires Club or whatever. You're like, they're all like fucking, you know, you're not one of them really, are you? You don't fit in anywhere. And you're going to be Prince Harry in Hollywood. Everybody wants to know you and all that kind of thing, but you don't really fit in. He's not going to feel that way because, like, you know, he's English royalty. That's them circles he's grew up in. But I wish him well because I wouldn't fucking want to be in the royal family. If you give me any money, I would choose not to be in the royal family. Couldn't handle it. You've got to have all your shoes shined by people and always shine your own shoes. You couldn't go back with scruffy shoes and stuff like that, could you? Or just with a bad hair day and like, you can, but they're fucking, you're in the papers, left, right and centre. As soon as you come out with fucking something wrong on your face, you're all over the fucking press because the journalists are like, oh, got a fucking winner, got a sale. I've got Prince Harry with a fucking big boil on the end of his nose. That's got to fucking make the front page. I couldn't live like that. Fuck that. No chance. Ariel. So, yes, they're struggling anyway. I don't know what the rest of the deal is. I haven't bothered to read it. Not really that interested, but, you know. He's a fucking millionaire at the end of the day. He wants to just become a recluse. Just fucking, you know. Become an eccentric. Become an artist or something. Make your name that way, away from Prince Harry. Become an actor. Go to acting school. Still always going to be Prince Harry, aren't you? Starring Prince Harry, even though he's not called Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince Harry. What's he called? Aerial photos of a secret military base. Area 51 shows a mysterious new hangar being built. And they reckon it might be for aliens and stuff. It's got to be hard for aliens to avoid fucking social media at the moment. And they've got to be like fucking proper quick whippets in and out and like invisible spaceships and stuff, I imagine, because there's fucking all kinds of ways of capturing them. You can't get away with shit now these days in the street. Amount of crap that's coming on Facebook. You have an argument in the street, next thing you know, you're on fucking Facebook. And you got these twats who are like, you know, the police pull them over and they get out and they start filming the police who are filming them, and they're like having arguments against the police as if reading like their rights to the police when the police are asking them to do shit. And it's almost like they're trying to express their extensive knowledge of the law, like they've been studying it because they're a career criminal. They sound like fucking idiots. There was a guy today, 10-minute video it was, and it was like, the guy's pulled him over because he was using his phone, and the bloke's going like, well, I don't have to give you my driving licence, officer. I don't have to give you my detail. I don't have to give you my name. All this kind of crap. And he just thought, oh, bore off, fuck me. And I think the guy, I didn't even watch the end, but if you're driving on your phone, you're fucking going to get done anyway, yeah? film the police when they're doing fucking police brutality and that's all right. Not to fucking be a clever smart ass with your, you know, Mr. Be a lawyer if you want to do fucking learn all that. Now, it's one of these people who they don't have any lawyers represent them in the court, and they keep going no comment. It works a lot of the time, so I suppose it's good to know, but you just come across as a knob on video. Just be clever, but use it in the court if you're going to do that. Don't have to fucking show off. Where was I? You throw me now with all that bullshit. Let me. There's one yesterday. I forgot to say. A Scrabble app is replacing the old online version of the game. And traditional players are not having it. They don't like it. Users have been playing it on their phones and tablets for 10 years. And the proper boardsmen people are not having it. They don't like it. Scrabble Club. It's better online, isn't it? You get into some like probably poker tournament style fucking things. I bet there's ways of making money. I bet you would if you... I'll tell you what, I got a 22 letter. Last time I played Scrabble, I got a 22 point letter, word rather. And it was only something like Zap. It's fucking brilliant. Wipe the board with them. But I don't play it too often. But it'd be good if you can make money. I bet you can. So, you know, if you've got to move with the times, fucking everyone's like, everything's going online. And then all of a sudden they'll do a competition where there's 10 grand at stake. You're going to be fucking not going to moan about that if you win, are you? There you go, I've told you one. Keep that one in your back pocket. Oh, it might have been Wib. No, it was Wiz. W-I-Z-Z, something like that. It was fucking crazy. One of the best. A sex toy inspired by ancient Greeks is bearing gifts in the bedroom. What? I've not even read this one. A sex toy inspired by ancient Greeks is bearing gifts in the bedroom. What? Somebody's created the Joy Rator is the first in the world to use a gyroscope to shake things up. So there you go, get one. I've not read the rest of that. Any new sex toys, fuck it. I tell you what, that's the business idea. Come up with a new sex toy. Everyone's gonna buy it until it becomes old ass and everybody's had it. Like that rampant rabbit. Everybody had one, didn't they? I think. All women anyway. And some men probably, but fucking millions and millions of them got sold, so he's got the gyrator. Come up with a new sex toy. I'll tell you what, I've got an idea for one. I'm not going to tell you, though. You're going to nick it. A goat has been born with two heads. And that's not it. The goat with two heads is not my new sex toy. I'm patenting that idea anyway. So, and it eats from both of them. So there you go. A few cryptic clues there for you. But the goat has been born with two heads and it eats with both. That's a true goat anyway. I tell you what, there's a fucking few real life goats that have been fucking born with two heads that eat with both. I'm not going to name any names, but yeah, we all know them. There's fucking two-headed people who, you know, smiling with you on the one and then they're fucking talking about you on the other. We all know them. The two-headed goats, that's fucking a new way to think of those people now, isn't it? Although it's doing goats the disservice. Two-headed turds, let's call them that instead. Two-headed goat turds. The two-faced goat turd, that's what we're going to call them from now on. Speaking of turds, I did see a thing on Facebook earlier on. I'm going to finish up on this one. It was a Viking, the oldest found turd belonged to a Viking that was ill. And it's in a museum, and it's a fucking thing. It was like, come across, I don't know why it popped up on my Facebook, because normally Facebook starts throwing up stuff you've been searching for, and I've not been searching for fucking Viking turds. I know that. But anyway, it came up, and there's a picture of it and everything, and it's fucking massive. But it said it was ill, and I don't know how they know that. They've obviously done some fucking research on it. But so if anybody's interested in... it's a fossil, but it's... it's an ancient turd, so I can't finish up on that. I've got to finish up on one more thing. Over 6,000 tons of space junk orbits the Earth at speeds of up to 22,000 miles an hour. So we're not only fucking the place up down here, we're even fucking the space is full of shit that we've chucked up there. You know, I thought you could chuck it up because it's stuck in orbit, isn't it? So if you can fuck it off into the forever, you know, just do it that way. But it's just circling around. Eventually, one day, it's just going to fucking fall back in, isn't it? And just land on somebody's head. Hopefully, it's not mine. 22,000 miles an hour it's going. So, you know, it'd be good if we can chuck, imagine all the fridges and all the fly tippers start chucking all the fucking fridges and everything up there. And a bit of, all the telescope people be like, how did that fucking get up there? I just saw fucking an old toaster just flew past. Anyway, it's food for thought. Literally, I'm going to leave it, not literally, because it wasn't food. I'm going to finish up on one more thing. Flamingos form long-lasting friendships with some behaving like married couples. What that means, fucking arguing and fucking locking each other out of the house and, like, you know, fighting over the kids and getting pissed and saying horrible things to each other, then regretting it and, like, making up and having some make-up sex in the morning. I can't see flamingos doing any of that. But I have seen plenty of people with flamingo legs, especially in Britain in the summertime. Right, what am I going on about? I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.